Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
They are losing their minds in Green Bay. Losing their minds in Green Bay. It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, joined by Bart Scott for this hour. What is up, Bartholomew?
Wow, man.
I know.
Production dollars around here. I can smell it, man. Where's the update guy? He got his own booth.
He's in Bristol.
Oh, my God. Greeny got two sets. Great to be Greeny, man. I tell you what, man. Can't hide money.
There's a little too much. There's a little too much space here for me. They're gonna zoom in on you. They're getting the side of my head on ESPN Plus. It's not pretty.
I'm glad you got that powder on. We don't want to look like a light, like scrobe,
like a pack of hot dogs in the back of my head.
I was about to swipe my credit card.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. You feel like that would go through, by the way. If you want to try that, I absolutely will be able to do that. I might as well get something out of it. I can't get over the fact that, as I was just talking about this a few minutes ago, Aaron Rodgers being out right now opens it up for Jordan Love to play in OTAs. Bart, we went from Tuesday from him looking like the absolute worst quarterback in the history of football to yesterday actually looking good in OTAs. Maybe they do have a starter for opening that. It's OTAs.
Bro, yeah, pump your brakes with the underwear Olympics. Like, stop it. I bet you it came from upper management. Just play cover two. Right? You got to understand OTAs is a situational type of football. So, like, you got days where only cover two. Cover two, and then you go with two man, right? Things that mirror each other. You know, it's all spoon feeding, right? And, okay, listen, this is the second year he's seen it. Of course he's going to look great. He has good receivers. Of course everything's going to look well. It doesn't matter until the bullets are real, until you don't know your opponent. Because, listen, if you're smart enough, you should be able to learn how to cheat drills. The same thing you go through, this is what people don't understand. And this sometimes players don't even understand. This is how dumb some players are, right? The same thing that you walk through, the same plays you go through and walk through are the same plays you're going to go through in 7-on-7, the same plays you're going to go through on team. So if you can recall and remember the formations, you can jump stuff, right? But some players are so naive and so dumb that they go through it like everything is its own individual thing. They're reacting, not understanding how to take advantage of certain formations and understanding how to recall things. Hopefully Jordan Love isn't one of these guys that – can't recall what they walked through because it's telling you what the emphasis is for the day.
Well, and not only that, but the relationship has been so bad when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. You're trying to fix it, but then if you're going to continue to perpetuate stuff like this, all right, go cover two. They want the narrative out there that this guy can play, obviously, but
all you have
doing
to.
Is alienating your other guy.
Remember how you always talk about LeBron James and his marketing team? They get the going, right? You can always tell when LeBron, because his team starts to push a narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have to push a certain narrative for Jordan Love, because if they are going to move him, they have to build him up as high as he is, because you'll never get a first-round draft pick for him. You can hope that you're going to get some type of compensation, no different than what New England got for Jimmy G. So you have to try and build him up. You have to have that media machine, that machine behind him about how great he looked in practice, about how athletic he is, and how he's the quarterback of the future, so that you can move him. If you're going to bring back A-Aaron, there's no way that Jordan Love can be on this roster. It's a waste of time, because if you're going to invest in A-Aaron long-term, nobody will ever see what this guy can do. So it's important for him to have a tremendous offseason. It's important for him to have a tremendous preseason so that you can try to start that speculation. But you only want to give him a little bit.
But does this tick off Aaron, though, in the process?
No, Aaron understands what he's doing. I tell you all the time, like you remember the movie Troy, right? And remember where he was out there, the one who ran off with the king's woman, and they came, they fought, and he was like, he ran back to his brother, he was holding his leg, he was like, is this what you left me for? This is what A-Aaron is saying. Is this what you expect to replace me? Are you kidding me, right? So, like, it's Aaron's like showing you, okay, this is what you want? Let's see how this looks, because we know the expectations for Green Bay falls dramatically if A-Aaron isn't behind center. You go from having a window where you believe that, hey, 13-3 is a real thing. Maybe you can, get hot and get to the Super Bowl, to, man, I hope we just win the division.
Yeah. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I still haven't seen Troy.
What? You still haven't seen Troy? Are you kidding me?
Well, you got on me about this a few weeks ago.
It's an underrated movie, man. Achilles, Brad Pitt, what I'm saying?
I got the Bart list.
That guy that you're going to fight, I wouldn't want to fight him.
But
Aaron Rodgers is saying, son, that's why nobody ever remembered your name.
But I have found it's just easier to, in the moment, agree, oh, yeah, sure, I remember that. And then afterward, I'll be honest with you about what's happened.
Okay.
I will watch it, though.
You're supposed to tell the peoples. The peoples didn't know that.
Well.
We're open book, though. We're open book, just like Kirk Cousins, right?
Oh, my goodness. That's the other thing I wanted to bring to you. Before we get to the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, Kirk Cousins said that he will be a, quote, open book for Kellen Mond.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, look, it is, and you can speak to this obviously much better. It is an assumption, correct, that NFL players who are veterans are supposed to tutor their understudies, except for the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only time that it seems to happen. Do you believe for a second that Kirk Cousins is going to be an open book for Kellen Mond?
If he is, he's going to be writing his obituary, right? Because if he's going to be an open book for Kellen Mond, he's going to be a closed chapter pretty soon. Because, listen, the Kirk Cousins project has not worked out. Listen, we used to always love, like, hey, man, nobody has stole more money from the NFL than Sam Bradford. But I'll tell you what, Kirk Cousins said, hold my beer. Hold my beer, Sam Bradford. Let me show you how it's really done.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the Jets avoided a nightmare. Could you imagine if he was this mediocre in New York after everybody, you know, says, hey, we're going to give him $85 million guaranteed? Nobody has made more money in the last 5 years than Kirk Cousins. I mean, he has played the system well. And I think Dak Prescott is the only one that may come close because he has played it well. When you're not a first-round draft pick, the greatness of not being a first-round draft pick is that you get back to the market in 4 years. And if they franchise you, that's only 5 years. They franchise him twice. And this dude has had a guaranteed contract for 7 years. Who in the NFL has had a guaranteed contract for 7 years?
That
would be nobody.
Like, you should go to the Hall of Fame just for that.
Exactly.
It's impressive. It's
going to be a picture of him in the Hall of Fame. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame. It's going to be a picture of him in the Hall of Fame.
No, I mean just for the money.
With a ski mask on.
Yeah. Holding the gun.
It's going to be got him.
Well, having said that, I always go back to this story that I heard about Tom Brady years ago. And it was for the understudy of Brady, whether it was Jimmy G or whoever.
Yeah.
And that was Brady would say to whoever the kid was at the beginning of the year who's behind him, who's trying to learn, and is probably following him around like a puppy dog.
Yep.
You get one question a week.
Yeah.
One question per week. That question might be, how you doing, Tom?
Right. One question.
You get one question a week.
Only person that got two questions was Brian Hoyer because he knew he was no threat.
Exactly. I'll give you everything you want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter because you're never catching me.
Here you go. Here's your TB12 manual. You can go ahead and say, he tells Jimmy G, eat as many potatoes as you want, Jimmy G. Don't worry about it.
888-SAY-ESPN. Let's hit the phones. Christopher in New Jersey is up on Greeny.
Your namesake.
What's up, Christopher?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys. Good morning, Bart. Good morning, Chris. How are you guys?
Great. What up?
All right, man. That's good, bro. I was going to say, I think that Green Bay did a disservice to Aaron Rodgers. You know, they're getting what they deserve. For like, I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, because you guys are the experts. Was it like 9 years out of 10, they like went on the defensive side of the ball? And their defense wasn't even that great. So it was weird. And then Jordan Love comes in, they draft him. And I swear to God, I thought he was trash in college. I didn't think he was good. He was overrated. And now they're eating their words. I love it. I love it.
Well, this is the thing, right? And, you know, I don't dispel my sources, but I was at a wedding with a Green Bay receiver. Ooh, how about that for sources?
Look at you.
How about that about sources? Name drop. I ain't gonna do a Shannon Sharp and call him on the phone and not tell him. I ain't gonna do that. But, you know, what he was kind of alluding to is just like the fact that, you know, of course the wide receivers are with Aaron Rodgers, but the fact that you think about LaFleur. LaFleur is only 39 years old. Could you imagine the pressure of him having a coach and trying to tell Aaron Rodgers what to do? So you feel like you have to explain yourself to your player. And that's usually not how coaches are comfortable with, right? You know what I mean? You think Bill Belichick was having to explain anything to Tom Brady? No, it was a dictatorship. So I think that when you think about LaFleur, every new coach wants a young quarterback that they can mold so they can be that father figure to them, so they can look up to them. They won't question what they say. But you don't want to have to explain yourself every time about why we're doing something. And you think about the football acumen that Aaron has, he's going to challenge some of the things that he don't agree with. And he has to cachet to overrule certain things. So I think that LaFleur was like, let me get my young guy in here. but he chose wrong. And what he didn't realize, and what the organization failed to realize, is when you think about Aaron, the dude is not 37. He's 34 years old. And you say, Bart, I looked at his birth certificate. The dude is 37 years old. But you got to understand that this car was in the garage for 3 years. No tackles, no injuries, no excessive, 500, pass attempts for a season. So you have to look at the body of the car. Sometimes an older car can be newer than a new car because of the lack of the wear and tear. So they chose wrong. He has 5 good years left in him. So if you want those 5 premium years, there's no way that Jordan Love ever sees the field. That's why it was stupidity.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Ultimate Fighter is back. The reality show that brings top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract is on ESPN Plus. Stream new episodes every Tuesday only on ESPN Plus. You can also stream this show, Greeny, along with hours of daily sports talk, including Bart and Han from 12 to 2 Eastern.
Sign up now. That's a good show.
At ESPNplus.com/UFC. I've heard that. Yo. Up next.
I feel like the Goonies in here, man. It's like a K. Hey, you guys.
Bart has often said, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Is it true? We'll talk about it next. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. Game 3, Bucks hosting the Nets, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. Chris Carlin and Bart Scott sitting in for Greeny this hour on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection just got easier. With more than 30 coverage options available, Progressive has you covered. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I'm fascinated by the athlete perspective on cheating and what's acceptable and what's not.
Yeah.
Because we saw this with Gerrit Cole this week and Josh Donaldson. Donaldson calling out Cole directly on it. I mean, just not even being shy about going right after Cole publicly. And then last night, you know, they faced one another. Cole basically owned him for the night.
Ooh.
But
stare down.
But you're looking at this sticky stuff thing. You know this has gone on forever, and they really have not legislated it, and it's gotten crazier here the last couple of years. What's acceptable? What's not? What is like, all right, I can deal with you doing this, and what's not? Were there things in the NFL that were like that?
Yeah, it's called HGH.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I tell the story all the time, man. I told it yesterday on Bart and Han. You know, I'm sitting up there the year before, I'm knocking the hell out of Peyton Hillis. You know, I go play him in Cleveland. All of a sudden, this dude, 40 drops by two tenths. He dropped from a 4.7 to a 4.5. And all of a sudden, this dude has an attitude. You know what I mean? I'm the mad backer. You know what I'm saying? I'm MC Hit Stick. I hit you, you go down. I hit him, I bounce off. He stands over me, he growling. I'm like, man, who the hell I'm playing now? I thought I was going against Lattimore. Like, man, what kind of sauce you got in you all of a sudden? You got an attitude and you're faster? Like, I mean,
but is that acceptable?
No. When you start messing with my smutty, then yeah, we got an issue, right? Because you out there, you know, I mean, we got guys. We all know it. I mean, listen, I remember playing against David Boston one time. Like, yo, That dude's a receiver. Like, come on. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this dude was deflating footballs before Tom Brady. You know what I mean? That's how strong this dude was. Listen.
Doing it with his hand.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out there looking like, man, hold up. Chris McCallister, 6'2", 212. He making Ray look little. This dude out there in his receiver stands. And I mean, this dude biceps was bigger than the football. I'm like, man, come on, man. That's too much, man.
Okay, so that's basically where we are, is that it's steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, all that kind of stuff is not acceptable. And I think we all agree on that across the board. But were there little things in football that you could do that you could get away with that people wouldn't have a major problem with?
Yeah, understanding tendencies, right? Using your football acumen to understand that, hey, every time Chad Johnson was getting the football, he wiggled his fingers.
Right.
He wiggled his fingers. That's advanced scouting. That's football acumen. That's being aware of your environment. Okay, every time Ben Roethlisberger is handing the ball off, it's a run. He staggers his feet because he's so big, he has to get out of the way. Right? So you see people pointing their fingers up, stuff like that. Now, what was cheating was the Colts and the fact that they would self-scout you a couple weeks before and steal all your signs. You know what I mean? That's cheating. That's taking it too
Colts
far.
Colts doing it, not the Patriots.
The Colts did it. So if you ever watch any game that was coached by Rex Ryan or was coached by Brian Billick, you always notice our defense had wristbands where we signaled the call to each other because the Colts were notorious for sending scouts to your games 2 weeks before they play you to steal all your damn signs. That's going too far.
Okay, so, but I mean, as far as like stuff under your jersey, anything like that.
Well, stick them, okay. So some guys have
The Raiders to stick them back in the day, Vaseline on the jersey.
Well, that was too much.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, like when Basie is like the little styrofoam thing where you just throw it and it sticks to your jersey, you ain't got to put your hands on the ball. That's a little bit far. But understand that sometimes guys would take like, you have like this adhesive spray that you would put like when you have to have like the arm sleeve so you didn't have, you know, you have turf burns.
Yeah.
Like every once in a while, guys would spray a little bit on their forearms too, right? But, you know, that's dumb and smart at the same time. It's smart if you do it right before you go out there. It's dumb once the dust get on it. So now it actually becomes slippery. But those are little subtle things that you get to do. That's like, okay, you're trying to get an advantage, but it's not that much of an advantage.
What feels dumb about this whole thing is that baseball messed with the baseballs before the season, and now they're using this kind of out of nowhere as a bit of an excuse and trying to fix the problem by blaming somebody else.
They overcorrected, and that's what they did, right? Because the baseball was juiced the year before. Pitchers were upset. You hear guys like Verlander saying, hey, they can't feel the seams. Tanaka's trying to scrape up the ball because his slider became a hanging slider because it never slid because you didn't have the stitching. And I think the stitching is raised up more where guys can kind of get a better grip so they can get the spin rate up so that the ball can, you know, have the reaction that you expect it to happen. But then because they made the baseball lighter, I think that you get more movement that way now. So that's why you hear people comparing the baseball to like a wiffle ball. You watch guys throwing curve balls and breaking balls and it falls off the table.
Greedy, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Up next, Pete Alonso's comments yesterday, were they completely out of bounds and, frankly, a massive conspiracy theory gone awry? We asked Tim Kirchen next on Greeny, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Garrett Cole was asked, have you used SpiderTac?
Michael Jackson can't moonwalk that. Well, there have been practices from older guys.
All the players have known, all the coaches, all the umpires have known it's been going on. But you know who's getting the question? The best pitchers in the sport.
Greeny coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott sitting in for Greeny this hour on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus right now. We go to the Goodyear Hotline. Welcome in ESPN MLB insider Tim Kirkchin. Tim, it's Chris and Bart. And, you know, first thing that comes to mind with Garrett Cole was the bizarre answer the other day. He gets to face Josh Donaldson last night. And I guess the thing that just continues to come to mind is it fair that Garrett Cole all of a sudden is the face of this problem that we all know is across baseball widespread?
Yeah, it's not fair to go after him solely on this. And obviously, if a lot of other pitchers were asked the same question, I'd be interested to see how they answer it. But he just happened to be the first guy, and a lot more guys are going to get asked this question because this is a big story, and it's going to get bigger. My guess is starting Monday when the umpires really start to check pitchers. They're going to start checking potentially infielders and catchers. And this is a big story that has legs. Baseball is concerned about this issue. And when the umpires are on board, and from all indications, the umpires are on board to do the checking, that's when you know this is a serious matter. And I'm now fascinated to see how this process is going to take place. I mean, policing this, enforcing this is going to be very difficult, but it's going to happen at some point and soon.
If the Spider Tacky 3000 has always been a part of the baseball culture, is it the fact that baseball overcorrected by changing the baseball plus the Spider Tacky 3000 that's really the problem? Because this sounds like a dirty secret that's been known in baseball, but it didn't affect the pitchers last year when the baseballs was flying out of the park. So did baseball overcorrect with the baseball?
Well, that's certainly a possibility, but now we're in a spot where, you know, the hitters are really starting to complain. And now we might have a potential division, even on teams, between hitters and pitchers, because I know the hitters that I've talked to. For instance, I talked to Kevin Seitzer, who's the hitting coach for the Braves, and he accused nobody of anything, but he said, our hitters are coming back to the plate, coming back to the dugout saying, I've never seen a ball move like that. I've never seen a pitch like that. And that's a real red flag that if indeed the pitchers are doing something with the ball and it is a pitch that no one's ever seen before, then that's a real problem. And that's part of the issue here. And the difference between this year and maybe last year, the batting average in the big leagues is .237. We're headed for the lowest since 1968. And that's where these hitters are saying, something fishy is going on here because the ball cannot move like that without help. And that's why we're going to get a whole bunch of checks starting next week.
But last year, you heard guys like Verlander complaining about the baseball. So how do we find an equilibrium point or a balance between the baseball and the batters?
Well, Bart, that's the real problem now, is finding what can we give to a pitcher to allow him to get a good grip on the ball, and yet we can't give him too good a grip, because then he can learn how to throw a slider at 94 miles an hour with a spin rate at 2800 or whatever it is. That's part of the problem. Now, I did the game last night between the Angels and the Royals, and Mike Matheny, former catcher, said, look, we better pump the brakes on policing all of this, because this is a very dangerous game, and it's not a very safe game right now because so many pitchers have such violent stuff. Basically, a lot of them don't know exactly what to do with it. They can't control it or command it, and therefore guys are going to get hit and they're going to get hurt. So here's a manager saying this is not a safe game right now. So before you take any of the substance away from a pitcher that might allow him to get a good grip, you better rethink that, because he said, I know, you know, early on in Kansas City in April when it's cold, it's like a baseball feels like a cue ball covered with baby powder. That's how slick it is, and we're asking pitchers with great stuff and unbelievable stuff to try to command a very slippery ball.
ESPN MLB insider Tim Kirchen joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin, Bart Scott for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Tim, with that in mind, it kind of shifts us to Pete Alonso's comments yesterday. First of all, to that he doesn't mind if pitchers are using the grip because he doesn't want to catch 99 in the helmet, but also that baseball is manipulating the ball depending on the free agent class and who is in advanced arbitration. It's a conspiracy theory, to be sure. What did you make of Alonso's comments?
Look, I have great respect for him, and I admire him tremendously, especially for his honesty, but I'm not buying this. I mean, that would be a conspiracy in which hundreds and hundreds of people would have to be involved, and I'm sorry, I'm just not buying it. I don't think we're doing anything to the baseball this year, getting in it because we have all these free agent shortstops and others available after the season. Sorry, I'm not going there. But there are conspiracy theorists out there, and with a new CBA up on December the 1st, there are people who are going to say, you know, owners, players are all going to try to get a little edge in order to do better in the next CBA. But I just thought Pete Alonso went way too far in this thought.
You know, the first person to really know if their pitchers are using stuff are the catchers. And you heard so many, you know, catchers or the catchers for the Mets come out and defend Jacob DeGrom and say he's not using anything. Does that put the pressure on the rest of the catchers to come out and defend their pitchers?
Well, I've talked to a few catchers, and they're in a difficult spot because, A, they're hitters, and they don't want to go see a 97-mile-an-hour cutter that can only potentially work that way if somebody's getting some extra help, and yet they can't turn in a pitcher on another team because their own pitcher is doing this. So it's very, very tricky where the catchers are, especially because they have to protect their own, and yet they have to defend at the same time and accuse at the same time. So that's the point of all this, is that this is eventually going to pit player against player potentially, and that will not be a good thing, especially going into the next CBA.
Tim Kirchen, ESPN MLB insider, joining us here on Greeny on the Goodyear Hotline. Tim, what is this going to look like punishment-wise? We've heard about 10-day suspensions. What do you expect it to look like once this start next week, once this starts, and the delays that it could cause still beginning next week, if for those who are going to worry about pace of play and games taking even longer?
Yeah, and that's my concern. You know, how many guys are we going to check? Are we going to check them every game? Are we going to check multiple guys? Are we going to check infielders? Are we going to check catchers? I mean, you're going to do this right, you're going to have to check a lot of people, and that could really delay a game that takes too long as it is. As for suspensions, I have to think this is a pretty big deal. And I know the umpires are in on this, and they are willing to do the job and be the policeman here. So I wouldn't be shocked if they throw the book at some people early if they're indeed caught red-handed and say, yeah, you're getting a 10-game suspension. That's a lot for a pitcher. Let's say you're a relief pitcher. That might be 6-7 appearances in 10 games or something like that. So I think if baseball is going to do this, it's going to have to make it very clear we're going to punish you, and we're going to punish you harshly if you get caught with an illegal substance somewhere on your uniform, hat, glove, whatever.
Tim, last one. In the first 65 games of the year, we have seen these offensive numbers so dramatically down across the board. If they are enforcing it at that level, do you expect them to take a major jump relatively quickly?
No, I don't. I still think the pitchers just have so many advantages over the hitters today. All the analytics out there, Joe Maddon has been telling me this for 5 years, all the analytics help the pitchers way more than they help the hitters. And the hitters are now and have been in this mindset that we're going to get the ball in the air and we're going to do some serious damage, which is why we have all these home runs. But at 237 and hitters thinking, all I have to do is get a ball up in the air and I'm good, that's where the pitchers are feasting on hitters who have one approach and one approach only. They have one beautiful swing. And if you throw it in that one beautiful bat path they have, it's not a single left field, it's a homer 20 rows up. But if you identify the bat path, pitch around it, you don't just get them out, you strike them out. So even if we find that guys are cheating and they stop cheating, I don't expect the numbers to go up offensively significantly.
Tim, great stuff. We appreciate the insight, and we'll talk to you after some five-hour games next week.
Okay, guys, see you.
Tim Kirchen.
Sounds like overtime to me.
ESPN MLB Insider, exactly. But hope it's not hourly, because if it is, it's going to cost some people a lot of money, especially if that's how umpires are getting paid. Tim joining us via the Goodyear hotline. Listen, you want to be at your best, whether your best means being the best bingo player in the office or the best volleyball player on the planet. And to do that, you're going to need some help. Your teammate to tackle anything and everything, a handful of almonds. They have 6 grams of plant-based protein and are an excellent source of vitamin E and magnesium. It's the snack you need to keep your head in the game and your body energized. So whether you're going for the gold or another round of bingo, refuel with California almonds. Own your everyday, every day. I want to go back and play Pete Alonso's comments from yesterday, because this was the equivalent of knowing that a war is coming between the players and owners and not firing a shot across the bow. It's dropping a bomb right in the middle of the room.
I don't want 99 slipping out of someone's hand because they didn't have enough feel for it. I think that the biggest concern is that Major League Baseball manipulates the baseballs year in and year out, depending on the free agency class or guys being in an advanced part of their arbitration. So I do think that's a big issue. The ball being different every single year.
I hope the spoon was not sticking to Pete's head with the magnetic from the, you know, getting the shot.
Manchurian candidate or something?
I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. That's a heck of one.
Yeah, I mean, they pick who's in. Isn't somebody in arbitration every year?
Yeah, but pointing to the free agents, I mean, part of me gets it, what he's saying, but what immediately comes to mind is that's not an original thought.
Pete's
that's
still
a
young.
Discussion yeah. that is yeah. happening yeah. somewhere
Pete's,
right now.
Yeah. Pete's still young, man. Sometimes when you have a group of players, you know, you get
the big union guy.
Yeah, you get the wacky guys. You know, yeah. you get a couple wacky guys that have these conspiracy theories, and you're like, yeah, I don't know about that one.
All I'm going to say is I'm looking at the free agent list, and it's Trevor Story, and it's Baez, and Freddie Freeman, and Seager, and Brian, and Conforto, and Rizzo. I'm like, hey. It's not happening. Don't get me wrong. I don't buy it, but I understand right. where the conspiracy theory comes from. That's it.
Okay.
You're not buying it at all.
I mean, come on, man. Like,
normally, you're on board with the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but that's going too deep, man. It's like some Manchurian candidate type of stuff, man. It's too deep.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's hit some calls. Michael in Texas is next on Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Michael, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Big fan. Just real quick, I want to say, Bart, that was a perfect using Troy as a reference for what's going on in Green Bay. Absolutely perfect. So
thank you, Carlin. My Carlin, reference understand like the joke later.
Well, I'll watch it. I'll watch the movie. Bart's never steered me wrong on that.
Yeah, you're missing out. Absolutely. So my reference is like a petty split up, but not breakup. So like Aaron Rodgers is the boyfriend, Green Bay is the girlfriend. And Aaron Rodgers is like, hey, you know what? I like your new boyfriend, Jordan. He's cool. Yeah, I like it. You go ahead and do that. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to go see Jeopardy. But they're like both jealous of what's going on. My question is, and Bart, you may know this because you obviously played the game and been around these guys. At what point does Aaron Rodgers not like Jordan playing with his kids, not like Jordan petting his dog, not like Jordan living in his house. And he comes back, he's like, you know what? It's time. Dad's back now. I'm taking back over.
See, I think that Aaron is kind of going to harness his inner Beyonce and upgrade you. So he's saying, hey, you know what? What I want you to do is get me up out of here so then I can go over here and win with somebody else and you have to watch me shine because wherever I go, the win is going to follow, not vice versa. So, like, you know, could you imagine, like, Gunachik's how he's going to become a villain once Aaron Rodgers is shining, much like Tom Brady is shining in Tampa Bay? And listen, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I understand, listen, that Green Bay is going to be petty. Right, they're not going to let you go, at least not this year, because there's nothing that they can do this year that's going to affect the outcome this year. So if they trade Aaron Rodgers, they don't get the draft picks until next year. So why am I going to let you live your best life and go and win while I got to sit here and wait to be able to cash in these, you know, these lottery tickets, you know, for the draft next year? So I'm going to make sure that if you're going to break up with me, I'm going to hurt you on the way out, right? It's not going to be, what do you call it, amicable. Yeah. You know,
mutual breakup.
Yeah, exactly.
Uncoupling.
And for all the greeny listeners, I understand I only got an associate's degree, so my vocabulary is limited.
Well, I have a degree in English and I can't spit words out. So what's the difference?
So what I'm saying is they're going to make sure that they hurt Aaron Rodgers on the way out. So how do you hurt Aaron Rodgers? By making him sit for a year and also making him have to pay back a lot of that signing bonus money, and then I'll get rid of you. But if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I think the proper compromise is like, listen, I'm going to give you what you want. I'm going to come here and I'm going to play for you and I'm going to play well. I'm going to give you everything I got. But at the end of the season, I want to make sure that this deal says that I am a unrestricted free agent at the end of this year where I get to go wherever I want to go. And guess what? That team don't have to give up nothing. What you're going to get out of me, you're going to get another divisional championship. And you're going to get an opportunity to win a Super Bowl before you have to go to the ugly duckling and I'm the beautiful swan, right? Before you have to go to the guy where you're in true rebuild mode. I'm going to give you one shot, right? I'm going to play all 17 games, but I want to be an unrestricted free agent afterwards because now whatever team I go to don't have to get rid of their entire team for me to win. That's how Tom Brady was able to be successful because he was able to go to a team where he was an unrestricted free agent where they didn't have to give up anything and they were able to double down and get two or three of everything because if Aaron Rodgers goes to Green Bay, they don't have to give up any of that young talent. They can create salary cap space with the salary cap going up next year. Aaron Rodgers will win or be in the Super Bowl the very next year, and Mahomes better watch out.
That's some straight talk, and cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Home run in the ninth inning, good. Straight Talk offers 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Nets, Bucks tonight. Game 3 on ESPN at 7:30 on ESPN Radio as well. And I'm trying to figure out if Milwaukee's going to show up here tonight. I want to believe that they will, but the biggest thing I'm worried about is a bad start. I felt like if they had found a way to get Game 2, the Nets would not win this series, and it went completely the other way. Bart, if Milwaukee falls behind at home early in this game, I think they're toast.
Well, listen, we said that about the Clippers, and they showed, you know, I mean, have we believed in the
Fell
Clippers?
Fell behind by 18 in that
right,
game.
Right, right. Yep. We didn't believe it with the Clippers, and they were at home. You know, mm-hmm. They lost two games at home.
But they weren't facing Harden and, well, not Harden necessarily, but they weren't facing Durant and Kyrie.
Well, I understand that, right? But I understand that. I believe that if Brooklyn decides to make the necessary adjustments and play through, yes, Brooke Lopez, right, they'll have an opportunity to win this game. And listen, remember,
you got to go to the matchups that don't.
Yeah, remember what Brooke Lopez was. And, you know, he was a 20-point scorer. And, you know, you don't think if Blake Griffin can turn the damn clock back, you don't think Brooke Lopez can turn the clock back? He became a stretch five because he had to. But he has the advantage, whether it's Blake Griffin or it's Kevin Durant. They're going to get them in foul trouble. And then Giannis, instead of trying to dribble to get penetration, he can cut off penetration. And if you play from the inside out, that's going to open up good shots for those three-point shooters.
Both games tonight, game 2 of the Clippers Jazz as well on ESPN and ESPN Radio at 10 o'clock following Nets and Bucks. If you missed any of the show, Greeny, today, you can always find both hours of the show posted daily as a podcast available wherever you listen to podcasts. It's going to be very, very interesting tonight to see if Giannis and Chris Middleton and company have what it takes to actually get back in this series against a team that just looks absolutely unstoppable right now. It's been Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.
Greeny, the podcast.